All right, guys, welcome to season 2, episode 1, and a happy 2021 to you guys. I'm so excited that you're still on this journey with me. I'm excited that I'm making season 2, episode 1, and you know, we're 4 days into the new year, and I'm really evaluating, and I spent the last 4 days really evaluating what I want my 2021 to look like. And you know, I'm excited and scared. So a little background, I waited for today to kind of do, the first episode of season 2, because this was the day that I go into my doctor's final post-surgery to see what she says. And I am super stoked. As you guys, if you've followed me, I had a full hysterectomy done November 20th. And sorry for you gentlemen who listen, I won't go into too much detail, but what a full hysterectomy is, they take your cervix and your uterus and they cut your tubes so you're able to have your hormones and keep your ovaries. I had what's called endometriosis, where cysts and fibroids and a lot of scar tissue build up on your ovaries. So they cleaned that up, but thank goodness they were able to keep my ovaries. So I'm able to produce normal hormones and all that stuff. So I'm super excited about that. What I will say, my recovery as far as pain and feeling good, I felt really good. I was maybe down for a couple of days, and mostly the pressure was from, because they have to fill your stomach with air, was the gas being released. You know, just I felt it everywhere. I felt it in my collarbone, my stomach. You know, and anybody who's had any kind of surgery in their stomach where they blow air into it, you guys feel me. And I know if you've had it, you know it's the most uncomfortable feeling in the world. But other than that, I was doing, I think, really, really well. The only downside was, for me mentally, I was not prepared for being so helpless and really relying on a lot of people. Even when I was back at work at the gym, when I was released to go back to work at the gym, I couldn't lift anything above 5 pounds. Now, in retrospect, I can see, yeah, really stupid going to the gym and wanting to lift things. I got that. And I have the best family at Snap Fitness and the gym I work at. I absolutely love it because they did. They truly, truly, you know, watched me, made sure that I wasn't lifting, wasn't doing anything strenuous, you know, because they believe in everyone just healing and getting better because they want everyone at 100%, right? And at home, I did not realize how many things weigh over 5 pounds, from pots and pans to, you know, groceries. I couldn't sweep. I couldn't mop. I have the world's best husband and daughter because they picked up the slack where I couldn't do anything. So I was really asking both of them to do double duty because I couldn't. Now I would clean as much as I could, like wipe down and cook and stuff like that. But they really took the reins on that. And I'm so, so grateful for my little family unit. So shout out to you guys. Thank you guys so much. I love you both. And I wouldn't have been able to do my recovery without you guys. Now on to what does 2021 hold for me? Well, now that I've been released, I get to start training again and I'm super excited. I wavered back and forth and, you know, it took me a long time to kind of do something for me that was outside of my comfort zone. So I became a WBFF bikini diva and I did my first show in October right before my surgery. And it was the most amazing, gratifying, difficult thing I've done as far as for me mentally and physically. Becoming a fitness competitor, and my hat is off to you, anybody who's done it, anyone who's a fitness competitor, it truly is. It's not just about the physical, but the mental. You find so many reasons and whys to self-sabotage yourself of, I'm not good enough, I can't do this, what if I fail? But on the flip side, when you switch your mindset of the goal you're trying to do, it's amazing. I'll be the first to say I self-sabotaged so many times. Oh yeah, I'll have that glass of wine. Oh yeah, that's not, you know, that cookie or that brownie or, you know, this bowl of pasta won't do anything for, you know, it won't really destroy my training. And it wasn't until I finally just said, you know what, screw it. I'm doing it and I am locking in, that I truly understood how far mentally I could push myself and physically I could push myself. Now, I didn't do it alone. I do recommend, even if you're a trainer, even if you're someone in the fitness industry, I truly think there's a huge benefit to having a coach. Just like people hire me to be their coach, I need a coach. Yes, I can keep myself healthy and work out to do that, but to do what they do and to become a fitness competitor, I didn't have any kind of clue of what to do. And I did tons of research and I got to give it up to Alicia Gowans and Alpha's Angels Fitness. They are amazing. And she specifically is amazing. It's her kind of competitive coaching brand. And she is a lifeline for me. I mean, she takes on all the calls. So you get a weekly call with her. You also get extra ones with, you know, posing, extra coaching calls, whatever you want to do, but you get one a week with her at least. And she's the one that takes the call. And she's the one that builds your nutrition and builds your workout program, but specifically builds it towards you. And even if I have a random stupid question and I message her, email her, do something, she always responds. She truly is the most amazing coach because she has that personal touch. She has that personal interaction. So again, I love her. I love everything she stands for. I love the programs. It's truly amazing. And she's really there for the good and the bad. You know, she was there with me every step of the way with my surgery. She knew, you know, and I think the thing is, you can't hide. Measurements don't lie. You know, even there's only so much, you know, faking of, oh my God, I'm doing so great that you can say, but she knows it. And, you know, I've just learned long ago, I'm the world's worst liar. So I've always been brutally honest with her. So, you know, I did my check-in and I had my check-in today. So I'm going to, you know, as soon as I'm done with this podcast, I'm going to message her and let her know what's been said so we can get the ball rolling. I'm so super stoked to announce that WBFF did announce their tour dates. And I'm super stoked that they have one in Phoenix. So I'm there for the Phoenix show. I'm hoping for the Los Angeles show and Worlds in 2021 in Las Vegas in August. I can't be more excited. I've mentally and physically already put them in my calendar. I am ready to go and push my limits and see what I'm really capable of doing. And that's kind of where this podcast is going to go. It's going to go two directions, or, you know, kind of simultaneously, but two ways. I'm going to keep you on my journey of how training's going and what it's like and the ups and downs of it, you know, that's truly what it is. There's going to be many ups and downs, and I want to bring you guys on this journey. So maybe I can motivate somebody to take on, you know, a challenge that they've been wanting to do, or, you know, help them through something. That's what I want to do with this side of it. The other side is, you know, taking on my own personal business, and it's to build my own online fitness business. And it's really scary. It's really scary putting yourself out there and, you know, opening yourself up for judgment. And will people, you know, understand what I'm doing? Will they, you know, take on what I'm doing? It's very, very scary. But if I don't do it, I'll spend forever just kind of wondering. Does that make sense? So, you know, this first business or this first part of the podcast is going to be my personal journey of the ups and downs of working, training, being a wife, being a mom, and everything in between. Like I said, you know, that's kind of like my phrase, everything in between, because life is messy. Nothing is perfect, but you know, we find these little pockets. And the other part of it is just going to be you guys, you know, you coming on this journey with me and my fitness business and, you know, going over things that we, you know, forget to talk about, from meals to workouts. You know, I'm hoping to put up some stuff on YouTube and, you know, taking it piece by piece, but I really, really want to hone in on this podcast, and you guys will be with me through all the ups and downs, through all the awkward moments. And I'm super excited about this. I'm super excited that I've done a season two. And if there's only 10 of you that listen to this regularly, you guys are the best 10 listeners I could ever have. You know, I'm very blessed that I'm able to do these things, that I've been able to step out of my comfort zone and do these things. And I'm so grateful that we can do it together. So with that being said, you know, welcome to season two. Welcome to episode one. I'm super excited that I've been released and I can, you know, do the very best that I can do and start off brand new. New slate, new everything. I'm super duper excited, and I'm super duper excited that you guys are going to be on this journey with me, both through my competition and my business. And, you know, I love it. And if you have any, you know, things you want to comment on, just, you know, let me know. I'm, you know, these are things that I strive for, and the only way I can get better is hearing what people have to say. So, you know, let me have it. You know, please don't be rude or disrespectful, but, you know, hey, let me know what you think. Just know that I will be here with you guys every step of the way, and you guys are amazing. So welcome to 2021. Let's kick some major ass.